Man, you gotta laugh to keep from crying, fellas. Bardo was so sad he had to wear sunglasses today.
I had to wear shades.
I have to hide my emotions, fellas. I'm very hurt. Very, very hurt.
Wait, let's talk about it. Let's get those feelings out, buddy. This is a safe space.
Thank you. It's a safe space.
And welcome in to episode 150, Mike, of Out of Your Falcon Mind. How about that, buddy?
Oh, it is 150.
It is 150.
Well, and, I love it.
That's right. And the seventh edition of 195 North, me 75 South.
Yes, sir.
So, we thought we were going to be doing this on a winning, occasion, but, you know, it is what it is. But, hey, guys, we're coming to you here, Variety Sports Network, in the Clutch Studios. Make sure y'all check out Variety Sports. Hit the sub there, man. A lot of great shows they have going on right now. Football, basketball, you name it. Go check those guys out. Welcome in anybody new to the channel. To both channels, actually. So if y'all are checking us out on our channel, man, hope you like the content. Hope you enjoy. Hope you stick around. If you're on Berto's channel, man, welcome in as well.
Yeah.
And hope y'all go back and forth to each channel. Hit a subscribe button. Hit the like button for us, man. Let both channels keep growing, man. We started doing this, if y'all don't know, a couple months ago, we started doing this, and we figured, like, every other Monday we get together and, just chop it up, talk Falcons and whatever else came to mind. Folks seemed to like it, so we kept doing it. And so we just figured
Birdo is wearing his headgear today. How about
that? I'm ready for Bulldog. Whenever he's in the chat, I'm calling him out. I'm going to beat him to the punch.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, man. And like I said, man, and if you're listening to us, obviously on Spotify, iTunes, the next day when we put this out there, man, just hit the 5-star review for us if y'all don't mind, man. First of all, man, Birdo, I'm glad that your house is still intact and you're able to be with us tonight.
Yeah, man, some scary weather up here in the Northeast, Providence, Rhode Island, to be exact, dropping location. Yes, I am. We had a nasty storm, man. Nice little 12, 13-hour storm that, you know, just tore through this part here. You know, luckily, you know, nothing major or any catastrophes happened. Just 60-mile-an-hour winds, torrential downpours and stuff like that. Like I was telling you earlier, John, brother, yeah. I felt the house shake, man. And I'm like, wait a minute. It's about to go down up here. But luckily, nothing happened, man. Everything is intact. Everything is wonderful. The storm has moved on. I don't know where the hell it went, probably off to the ocean somewhere. But, yeah, man, we're all standing. We're all good. I'm glad to be here tonight, rocking with y'all, man. We got some stuff to talk about. Not in good light, but in some capacity, man. We'll shed the light on the yesterday's blunders and flunders from this Panthers and Falcons game. The 45-cent special game. So, yeah, we got some stuff to talk about, fellas.
No doubt about it, man. And, I just saw Kerry post it. It's cutting in and out. Can y'all hear me okay?
I can hear you perfectly.
And then Liam said it was kind of cutting in and out, too. Hopefully it's not a big issue. Let me know in the chat. And we're going to get to the chat in a second too, man, because Liam just said you're cutting out. Dude, I don't know what to tell you, buddy. I can't control the
probably audio. StreamYard.
It could be StreamYard screwing around. I mean, you know. Mm-hmm. But, we'll see. But anyway, y'all just let me know. So, okay, dude, yeah, okay, I got it, Liam, really badly. Yeah, I got you, buddy. But anybody else? Can y'all hear me in the chat?
Yeah, like, I can hear you. I can hear you
perfectly, John. I don't know if he's playing a prank on you or what, but it's
okay, grounded if he's playing.
I don't know what Liam's doing.
Yeah, on air grounded.
Yeah. All right, well, man, first of all, shout out to everybody that came out yesterday to the watch party at Murph's. That was awesome, man. The folks that were able to make it. Mike was under the weather, couldn't make it out. But we had about 20 folks come out, man, and we had a great time together. It wasn't such a great time watching the damn game, but it was we had a good time hanging out, eating food, you know, and talking with each other. And shout out to the folks that made the trip to Charlotte and sat in that nasty ass weather. Myler, in fact, our boy Myler from Wisconsin, he flew down there.
Yeah.
And at the last minute, upgraded the first class and everything.
Because Jabari was there.
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of folks are up there, man. And to get rained on and be cold and to come away with that, man, it's just sad, dude. It was just bad. And look, Mike and I told y'all last week on our show, like, we're not going to sit here and just shit on them every week from here on out because it is what it is. Like, we've seen this team all year long. And I mean, if y'all haven't seen the 10 stages of being a Falcons fan, go to our channel and watch it. We've been at stage 9 for a little bit now. We've been at acceptance for a little bit. So, you know, it's just like, I mean, we've been waiting every week for the quarterback to get it right, for the coach to get it right, for everybody to put it together all at the same time. And we're 13 weeks in. It still hasn't happened yet. Mm. So that just is what it is, right? I mean, you go and you lose to two one-win teams during the season. Mm-hmm. You know, you lose to a quarterback who's now third string on the depth chart in Minnesota. There's a litany, man. There's a long list of things that have went wrong. And Coach said it in this press conference today, you know, a lot of little things add up over the year that cause you to lose. And yeah, that's 100% right. And we'll talk about the game in a little bit. But we're also going to have some fun tonight, too. We're going to we may play some games. I was serious. When I put out on Twitter, we're going to talk some cartoons and ice cream. We're going to talk some damn cartoons and ice cream. I don't even care, dude. Like, yeah, we're not going to sit here
and I'm excited.
Pile on for an hour and a half because, I mean, we'll talk about the game. We'll talk about some of the stuff that came out of the game, you know, and then that'll be that, man. So we found out right before the game that we were going to be missing Dahlman, Lindstrom. We already knew McGarry was out. So essentially our entire right side of the line was going to be out for that game. So I'm thinking immediately like, okay, our run game is going to be in the freaking shitter this game because that's our dominant side we run to. We do have a lot more success going to the right than we do to the left. And it showed in PFF. It shows just with your eyes, just watching it. I mean, it happens every week. So, you know, I kind of figured, all right, well, even though it's raining, Desmond's going to have to win this one. Like, even though it's raining, like, we may not be able to run. So, that combination of play caller and quarterbacks have to come together this game to win this game.
Yeah.
7 points. Didn't quite come together. So,
Shades of the Jets game.
Same environment.
Same exact everything. Wet, windy conditions. It was a ground and pound game. And it just never took off. And, you know, with the Jets game, obviously playing, you know, an elite defensive line. You know, can't shade the Panthers' defensive line because Derrick Brown and Shy Tuttle just man-beasted that this Falcons O-line. But, you know, but like you mentioned, John, we had so many, you know, three-fifths of our O-line were out, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, this debt got tested. I mean, I like it, to be honest with you, because it just proves to next year what pieces we can keep going for and what guys we can – you know, like to let go in free agency and bring in somebody else. But all three of those guys, you know, yeah, sure. You know, they're going up against these Panthers. They did fairly well in my book, man. I'm not too upset. It wasn't a sack fest or anything like that. Like, you know, they didn't get blown up. It's just Panthers just did an amazing job making the Falcons one dimensional, putting in Ridder's hands to try and win it for us. And obviously that's a recipe for disaster right there in its own right. So it's pretty much, you know, the Panthers had our guard all game. And if you saw the press conference, Derrick Brown and Brian Burns, they both echoed it. They pretty much knew exactly what the Falcons were going to do. So to that falls on Arthur Smith and the creativity aspect that's been missing from this Falcons offense all year long, man.
Yeah, Mike.
Oh, no. Derrick Brown surprised me because I don't respect the Panthers or anybody on the team, and he made me respect him. He beat me into submission, and I now respect him, and I'll never sass the man again or talk trash about them. But it was I'll say this, it was embarrassing. I joked of it earlier, but they embarrassed me on Sunday. That's what that was, because my mom was watching, my brother was watching, some new people were watching, and it was their first game even watching the Falcons, and we embarrassed ourselves in front of the National Football League with a one-win team. And I joked earlier, like, I wonder who can beat us, because we will lose to anybody. I mean, it don't matter. It could be a high school team, could it be a college team, could it be females? It's just like no limit to it, because the Panthers have won one game and they are terrible. They suck. It's not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they we lost. So it was a very embarrassing thing. It was kind of hurtful to watch, to be honest with you. It was sad. And it was boring.
Man, so Big Low and Coach Roney had a couple of their friends come to the watch party from Nigeria. First time they've ever seen a football game.
Me?
And I was like, Matt, I'm really sorry for you that this has to be the first game that y'all watch, because this is, you know, this is not what football should look like. But I mean, yeah, it was, dude. Yeah, it was rough, man. Man, Berta, why don't we say hey to the chat, buddy, before we even go any further?
Sure, man. Yeah, man, let's do it. Let's do it. Going through the chat, man, right quick. Let me go all the way to the top because there is a lot of folks in here. Kenny San Maria, what's happening, brother? Thank you for joining us tonight. Our brother Liam, our little guy Liam, the coolest dude in the South, is in the building. RJATL for life. Man, when are you going to get your podcast up, man? That's the plug. Everybody needs an RJATL for life, man. This guy behind the scenes does some work, man. Sends myself and Smitty, and I think a bunch of others, some vital information, yo, man. So shout out to you, RJ, man, for everything that you do, brother. WCG, thank you for tuning in. He was a great part of my stream yesterday, man. So shout out to you. Thank you for joining us tonight again. Another PR in the building. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Mini 95 North. Hi, Alex. That's my son. Miss Carrie is in the building. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Always here, always supporting. Ultimate Falcon fan there, man. Had to check up on her today, man, because it was tough, man. It's been a tough 24 hours, nonetheless, man. Oblivion Empire is in the building. Cool stuff I want to share. That is the coolest name I've ever heard, man. But shout out to you. Thank you so much for being a part of the stream tonight. Let's see who else is in here. Tyler McCurick, thank you for tuning in tonight. Linda Quarley, thank you for tuning in. And round out, Jeff Wolf is in the building. Celebrity.
What's up, Jeff?
Jeff Wolf, how you doing, brother? Thank you for joining the stream. Bless Your Heart Boys is in the building.
Toby, what's up, boys?
Jordan, what's happening, Jordan? Thank you for tuning in tonight. Our brother Ladarius Brown, man, is in the building. What is going on, LD? Hope all is well with you, brother. FW the Variable is in the chat. How you doing tonight, man? Again, thank you for joining the stream tonight, man. Let's round out. And Vincent Rogers is in the building. Mr. Wallace Smith is in the house.
Wallace,
man, where you been, man? Oh, man.
He's Wallace, man.
Yeah, my favorite, man. And Wallace knows why I say that, man. Wallace keeps it real, man. He don't care. He'll chin check you if he has to, man. He's not that guy, man.
Man, look. And what another PR said here, I thought I would never say this, was the last straw for number nine. So there's a couple of guys at the watch party yesterday that told me before we left, they were like, man, look, I've been part of the crew that was like, no, like we can figure this out with Arthur, you know, and Brittany and Desmond got it. He goes, I'm off the bus now. He said, I'm off the bus. This is it for me. And like, I think that's a lot of the fan base now, which sucks for them, because I mean, there was probably 80% that wanted Arthur gone before this week. Mm-hmm. That's probably 95 now. Easy. Yeah. Like it's way, I mean, I mean, that was one thing you couldn't do, was lose this game of the four you had left. This is the one you had to win, you know, cause then you're going, you got Indianapolis coming in next week, who's been hot. You got the Bears, who's looks a lot better than they looked earlier in the season. Fields is looking a lot better than he was. And then you close, of course, at New Orleans. You know, and both of those teams, by the way, the Bucks and the Saints, they took care of business, like, you know, teams that are trying to take care of business do when they're trying to win a division.
Great point.
That's fired.
Great point, man. I thought about it like this too, man. You mentioned two teams right off the rip, the Saints and the Bucks, right? You can even throw in there. You could throw in the goddamn Giants for all you wanted to, man. The Jaguars, all these teams, right, that I can go on and ramble and mention. If they see a one-win team on the, well, you know, as their next game, they're the shark, that's the blood in the water, man. They go and attack. They put their foot down there and dictate to them that, okay, we're the superior team. We're going to get this W. We had Carolina in contention for all four quarters, man. And it's hard. It's a hard pill to swallow, man. That loss really hurt my soul, as I put it on Twitter earlier today, man. It really did, man. It just shows that Arthur Smith really is is at a wit's end, man. I think he's really losing control of this damn team, man. How do you not prepare your team to go into, you know, hostile environment like this, a one-win team at that, and not impose your will on them? It's just, mind-blowing, man. Mind-blowing for me, really.
Yeah, and Mike Rothstein said after the game, like, the locker room was about as down as he's seen it all year long. He's like, guys just kind of getting their shit together and leaving. And he's like, Calais, all those guys were just like, that one hurt. That one hurt bad, you know. And I mean, looking at the, I mean, well, let's just talk about the game plan. I mean, like I said, we figured that we were going to not be able to run as successfully. And we were right. I mean, Tyler, of the running backs, was having the most success of any of the three of them.
45 I think yards he had, rushing.
Yeah, on 14 carries. Yep. And Bijan had 7. Of course, he had that costly fumble again in the second half. You know, that's something that, you know, he didn't do a lot in college. So I don't know if that's just a rookie thing. I don't know, but he's got to get it figured out. Get that thing high and tight. Hold it like it's your damn baby. I mean, like, I know it's wet and I know guys are coming at you, but that's just a tough time to fumble the ball there, man. And
The Kiki Barber. That's what he did. He had a fumble problem. He went right back, man, worked on his craft. He fumbled the rest of the year,
Yeah. But just having that, you know, knowing that wasn't, we were going to be successful with that. Like I said, it kind of put it on Art to kind of dial up some things for Dez or Dez to actually just, you know, be competent at quarterback. And I don't want to, again, you know, it's like some of the stuff that we saw, you can't see what's going on without the 22. You can't see what's going on downfield. So I don't know if they were shitty routes or if there was options open for them or not. Mm-hmm. I'll find out tomorrow or Wednesday, whenever I look over the 22. But whatever it was, it wasn't working. Like, I mean, we hit the one open shot to the throwback to Janu for like 56 mm-hmm. yards, which was great, you know, awesome. But I mean, yeah, it was awesome.
Beautiful pass too, man. Mm-hmm. Beautiful pass.
Yeah. So, I mean, you had that, but that was literally, that set up the only score that we had, of course, the entire game. And then we had some weird, third and 8 running stretch zone or something like that. Third and 11 running ball. Like it seemed like he was just like, okay, we'll just play this field position. We'll win 10-3 and we'll call it a day. And he said after the game, like, maybe I played too, or he said, you know, we played too conservative. Well, no, like, who was calling the plays then? Like, you know,
exactly.
I don't know what, you know, are you telling everybody on yourself? Like, I don't understand the, of course you were. But like I said, man, like I said also last week when I put out the poll about, you know, how are we going to finish? We're going to finish 0-4, 1-3, 2-2. And somebody else, I was chatting with someone. I said, dude, it's nothing will surprise me. Like, I swear to God, like, we can go 0-4. I will not blink an eye.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, what do we have over the course of the season to, like, be really strongly opinionated that we're going to win these last? I mean, like, there's nothing we can say, like, yeah, it's going to happen. And to top it off, you know, he said about 4 weeks ago, we're not going to play musical chairs at QB. That may not happen now because apparently that's being reevaluated. You know, and so it's like, I mean, I think he said in the press conference, you know, it doesn't mean anyone's career is over. I mean, he's just kind of telegraphing this stuff for us. Like, he's not saying it, but it's like he said, it doesn't mean anyone's career is over, but we have to do what's best for this team right now. And like, well, dude, I mean, like, just come out and say it then.
Yeah, exactly, right? Just that's it, man. Right? He speaks in third person too much, man.
Dog, I hope he get his ass, like, fired, and I mean harshly fired. And here's why. He did this shit last year where I feel like his patience cost us the playoffs, and his patience cost us the playoffs again. I mean, dog, I wish Blank would call him in and say, what did you see in, like, Desmond to allow him to keep playing for as long as you did? Because I said this early on in the season. I said, you know, I got a feeling he's going to cost us the playoffs. Have you ever heard of a poised panicker? He's the first one I ever seen. And like the fourth quarter, this dude poised like, man, Matt Ryan be poised. He looked so calm. But if it ain't the fourth quarter, or if he panicked, and just do anything. I've never seen that. Dog, it's 5 people over there. Why did you throw that? Dog, what are you doing? And it's just like, you know, he panics to me. And I ain't going to drag him. I ain't going to drag him because everyone else did. But, dog, he's pissing me off as a person now. Because there's no improvement from week to week to week. Dog, you are not improving. You do the same shit every week. Oh, oh no, that's yeah, he do the same shit every week, and the coach do the same shit every week. And like the reason that the whole team was hurt like that is you cannot tell me that in your heart you like, man, he's some stupid motherfuckers, both of them. I don't care if you like, yeah, no, he's still my quarterback. In your mind, you thinking about this motherfucker and these, where they cost us the playoffs, man. I would not be surprised if we don't hit the playoffs, and that's them two people fault. Now, these people are incompetent to be in the NFL. He don't belong to be a head coach. If you can't coach your team to beat a team that only beat one other team, you don't belong.
Yeah, man.
And if you're a quarterback, dog, and you every game, you're guaranteed to do some dumb shit. It's like, dog, if we could bet on that, I wouldn't have to work. If we could parlay him, dog, if I could parlay him, I wouldn't have to work. Oh, he's going to do some dumb shit. Guaranteed.
Keys, I guess the coach and blunders. Yeah,
I'm Why not? Man, I swear if I could parlay him, I would be rich. It's just so it was really hurtful because I think, man, it was acceptance of the whole state. Like, dog, this ain't it. And I tried not to be positive, but this is not it. But I knew it wasn't it. And I'm just still positive, but I knew that wasn't it. It's not it with the coach, and it's not it with the quarterback. And I'm not saying it's it with Taylor, I'm not saying any of them. It's still not with Desmond.
It's not. That's the thing. You make the change to Taylor, he's worse.
Same thing.
It looked just as bad or worse, you know. Yep. And then so now you're gonna go back. I mean, I don't like. I just personally, I don't care if CP starts this Sunday. I mean, I don't care who starts. Like, I mean, like, it's,
bro, I'll be honest with you on this, man. I'm excited for the Colts game. As funny as that may sound, because I'm a fucking Falcons fan. I'm a diehard Falcons fan, man. Right? But I don't expect any miracles to happen these next three games. Either. It kind of is, like you said, it is what it is at this point. At 6-8, man, if we, I don't know, hit lightning in a fucking bottle and we win the next three and we make the playoffs, that won't excite me either, man, because I know that we're probably going to be one of those teams that are one and done in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I don't want that. If we're going to steamroll in, I want to be hot and just be competitive. I don't think that we could be that if we make the playoffs with the roster that we have right now, well, the offensive pieces that we have right now. And as crazy as that may sound, we have some talented pieces. It's just art if not using them in the best way possible. Everybody in this offense is being underutilized extremely, man.
Yep. So you drafted Kyle Pitts, you drafted Bijan Robinson, you drafted Drake London, all in the top 10. And you've got a pretty solid offensive line when they're healthy. So it comes down to the quarterback and the play caller. That's what it comes down to on offense. Mm-hmm. You know, and he was supposed to be offensive guru, right? So we hired him for his offensive acumen. That's why we brought him in, right? To do all that. So why it hasn't been able to be put together. Now here's the other side of the argument, playing devil's advocate. So Sparto, start with you, buddy. What do you think he does if he stays? Can a better quarterback be successful in this thing?
With Arthur Smith under as head coach, no.
Mm-hmm.
It's still him. He's stubborn enough to ignore everything and just continue to be the play caller, not bring anybody else in and seal his own faith as a coach. So I it doesn't matter who would come in here as a quarterback. If he's still the head coach, it's going to be another season of failure, in my opinion, man.
That's Mike, I know what you're saying.
Well, no, because though, here's why. I believe that the hardest shit in the world to do is to stare at your own self and like be critical of your own self. And I think it's people in this world who are great if it's like outward, if it's external. They got 20/20 when it's on whoever else. But on their self, it's like they can't do it. Like they can't say, man, I'm flawed. Like I'm fucking up. I think I'm wrong. I'm screwing. I don't think he's capable of doing that because I think he would have fixed this. I think that John said it before the bye week that, man, he was going to take the stuff out that he was struggling with. And he was going to be able to say, you know what? I'm struggling with this stuff not working. He was going to want to throw them in the trash. And he kept all those, John. He kept all of them and he kept trying. And I don't think he's critiquing himself. So I just think I don't have him changing overnight or in the off season and being a whole, I think that's who he is as a person.
That's just who he is, exactly.
Yeah, I don't think he stares at himself like, man, what am I doing? I think he still is external. Like, if I could tweak him and tweak him and tweak him, and I don't think he's staring at himself, man. I don't think that you could be a great head coach if you don't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And on Desmond's interception that essentially ended up costing us the game, you know, he said about that, you know, clearly y'all watched it, you know, and Des, you know, has to throw that ball away there. But he's like, obviously, you know, I could have called a better play as well. I could have called a different play, which is true. But we talked about it before the show. So that looked like it was supposed to be a design screenplay. But Derrick Brown, which he did most of the game, blew up Kyle Hinton and just got in the backfield, forced Ritter to scramble. Drake was wide open, but I don't know if he could have set his feet and thrown the ball to him successfully in that situation. I don't know if he could have even made that type of throw how he was running toward the sideline and where he was. Mm-hmm. But to do what he did, throw it directly to the guy wearing a black jersey, was just inexcusable. I mean, you just have to throw that thing away or run out. And he said that mm-hmm. after the game. So he knows it.
Yeah. He just didn't do it. He's too much in his head, man. That's what it is. He's trying to wow everybody on every play. Stop, man. Stop. Another instance where you doom your own faith, man. That's it. Yeah. When you overthink it too much, man.
Yeah, and we said it last week. I mean, it's like some of those mistakes come at the worst possible times. That one hurt, you know. And then and the Bijan fumble hurt too. But like, you know, but and there's been several. That's what makes it difficult on both sides, because there's been. Mike, how many games this year that I've done the 22 for? You're like, man, a better QB play, we win this game, mm-hmm. you know, flat out, regardless of Arthur. Like, better QB play, we win this game.
Competent. He don't got to be Pat Mahomes. If it was like Alex Smith, I keep saying a breathing, lucid person. I'm gonna tell you who he played like, Joe Biden. He played the same. If we put Joe Biden, he's not lucid, bro. You could tell, like, what were you thinking to see? I'm going to tell you what he does all the time, dog. He just throws it in the general vicinity. And it's like, dog, you don't have that skill set. It's only a few people who can see, dog, he is covered and I can still pinpoint this ball. And that is not you, dog. So he just do this. Once a game, he just... And then he just throw it up and be like, I hope. And it go, and the picks he throw go right to the other team. It ain't a one hand. It isn't a heart that he throw it right to them, and he do it every game. And I'm going to tell y'all something. The people that was in the chat that was like, man, I'm so hard on him. What I was telling y'all was this. The mistakes he's making is the one thing you can't do. So yes, I'm harsh on him because you can't turn the ball over as a quarterback. Per game, you can't do it every game. I will give you a pick or like a pick six, or you got stripped and fumbled once in a while. But if I can rely on you every game to do that, I'm gonna tell you, I can guarantee you this. If he play again, he gonna do that shit again.
Sure is.
If he play Sunday, I could guarantee you without fail, I could guarantee you he gonna do that same shit again. He gonna throw it right through somebody. I could guarantee it. He's done it every time. And I'm just like, dog, that is the frustrating part. It's like, you don't. And then here's the frustrating part. He also has plays where he could, and he throw it away smartly. And I'd be like, okay. Mm-hmm. Man, so I don't know.
That would be like stage one of where you're, you know, from your segment there. Stay with Vic. Oh yeah, I can get behind this. You kind of get like that. You get all peppy and cheery about it when he makes a good decision like that. But then he just, you know, he's like, oh shit. He brings you from one to like nine within a minute, you know, within a snap of a finger. And here's another play. If it wasn't for the conditions yesterday, Brian Burns would have had a pick six to the house. Yes, he stared down. I think it was Bijan. I think he was staring down Bijan. I'm like, brother, stop staring these guys down. You have 16 games under your belt now, bro. These mistakes should have been, like, nullified already, man, going into this season. But we already know, you know, that all starts with the preseason and all that, all those shenanigans. But needless to say, man, he's doing too much of the same thing, man. He's not learning, man. Week in and week out, it's the same shit. He's good for at least one to two turnovers. And with wet conditions yesterday, he had two, you know, miss fumble snaps too.
Yep.
We could have been staring at a four turnover game from Desmond Ridder.
And I want to point out something, and that is every game. You know how I count? He do it every game. Mm. If you think about it, every game, it's people who drop interception.
Sure.
So he could have 2, 3, 4. It's you know how many times he got the snap and he lost it, but then he got it back. Mm-hmm. So it's times when he could get 3 or 4 of these a game, and this dude is bloopers and follies. Yeah. I guarantee you, when he like dance, he like get counted off and like 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. He like telegraph everything. Madden, he probably called a play out before he do it. Hey man, I'm about to throw it right to the left. He telegraphed everything. I've never seen the quarterback just hike and then just look right at the person. Like, is okay? Are you open yet? And then, dog, don't do that. And it's like, I just feel like the dude is not even growing as a quarterback. Like, yeah. I don't know.
He progressed
at all.
He progressed, and then he's kind of flatlined now. Yep. Like he got better from the first few games mm-hmm. like you saw some improvement, and then because you would see him like not always stare down the receiver, you would see him make some good throws, you would see it, but it was just the inconsistency of it, you know. And Savion, when he was on the show, whatever it was, like he said it perfectly, the timeline that Ridder has to be good doesn't match up with our timeline or Art's timeline to win. Like that's they're off.
Yeah, they're off. Yeah, I see that. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like if this was a complete rebuild, tear down everything, you know. Mm-hmm. And we were okay. You give Ridder one more year. If the team's just garbage and you think you really got something with him and he's just a young quarterback that's growing, granted he's still a third round quarterback, but like that's you might be able to sell folks on that, but not when you have a defense that's playing the way they are, and the playmakers that you have. And they're all young. And, like, you know, that's also a point as well. Like, the defense are full of vets and some young guys, but they're full of some, like, savvy vets. The offense, bunch of young guys outside of the line. I mean, we're talking about your skilled players. They're all 23, 24, and younger. You know, so this is – that's part of it as well. So, I mean, you know, like it's just clear, like y'all said. I mean, like, it's – like I said last week, I would love for them to catch fire and just dominate these last four games and turn it around. But – What about this season has shown that could actually happen? Nothing, and it didn't again this game. I don't like you said. We're all gonna be sad when the season's over. Like, we don't have to watch football anymore. But I mean, you know, like I don't feel great about the call. I can't wait to watch the game, but I don't feel good about it. Like, why would you feel good about it? And what RJ ATLs for Life said. A quick question, guys. Any prediction on how the fans will react in the last home game of this regular season?
Oh my God. And there's not going to be anybody there. It's going to be dominated. Yeah. It's going to be dominated by Colts fans. I mean, as it is now, you know, I'm not from Atlanta. I've been to many Falcon games at the Benz, and it's like always, you know, visitor versus home. Visitors always outweigh the home. Mm-hmm. So, and this game tomorrow on Sunday, man, it's going to tip the scale. And then some for the Colts fans. Mm-hmm. I don't think the home team is going to be a factor at all.
And the folks that are there are going to be on edge. Like,
very much
one,
so.
One bad thing happens.
They're getting booed.
Blue birds.
Oh, it's going to be bad. Because, like, I mean, like I said, everybody – look, I mean, at the watch party, you look on Twitter, and Twitter's a dumpster fire anyway, and it doesn't matter what time of day and what's going on. It's always a dumpster fire. But, like, when we lose and we lose like this, you know, I mean, it's bad. It's real bad. So, it's going to be – I haven't seen anybody that's even like even the Ridder stands are like, yeah, like I don't know about that. That's pretty bad. You know, like I mean, like some of those.
A lot of people moonwalking. A lot of people moonwalking, brother.
I want to say it. You man. Be real, and you call that shit out as loud as you was in defense of the man. You be an adult, and you be as loud as you was when you were screaming at the people that were saying he wasn't the one. Man, y'all was going, how y'all, are you being so negative? Be just as fucking loud and saying, damn, you know what? I was wrong.
Hell yeah. 100%. 100%. You got to stand on that, man.
Stand on it.
Yeah, a lot of folks, you know, whether they were. London,
dog, yeah. I was wrong. I was just as loud. And I was just as loud saying, hey, I was wrong. So you be your ass just as loud. I don't know what y'all saw. So you be just as loud and saying, you know what, man, I made a mistake. And there ain't nothing wrong with that because we all do it 20 more times. Taylor was my mistake. You remember I said, y'all, I had the nerve to get on Hot Dog and say, I told you so. Remember that?
Yeah.
I said those words. My mom told me don't say. Hey. She said, no, I wouldn't say I told you so. I said, no, nah, Marcus. Hey. And I said, I told you so. And then John dropped all 22. And I... he dropped it like a diss record. It was like a diss record. He dropped all 22.
I felt bad doing it. I'm like, oh my God, Mike's going to hate this shit as soon as I put it out.
It was the first week you did it.
I know.
The first week I was like, I'm telling you, Taylor, watch what I... Then he looked just as bad. So it was nothing to be done. My man Jamal said, I know I've said this before, but I am not BS. He said, I'm not BS unless I have an extra day off somehow. I am not staying up to watch another game. Damn. He said he's not staying up to watch the game.
No, I mean, man. Come on, Jamal.
Lowe was talking about some friends of his that were going to sell their PSLs. Like, if that shit starts happening, like, look, Arthur Blank was at the press conference, and they asked him, they said, are you available for some questions? He's like, this is not a good time. No,
not a good time.
So, I mean, it's, I mean.
Hey, bro, I had a bunch of people who it was their first game seeing it, who just promised me that okay, I'm going to watch. Their first time even seeing football. Like, I'm gonna sit down and watch
football. Same, yeah.
And they all was like, bro, that was boring. And they didn't score. Are you sure they good? I was like, man, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even stand up for it.
Did you see some of the quotes from Mike Rothstein and from the presser today? Arthur Blank was in the third row, and he wouldn't even look up at Arthur Smith at all. Usually he's always there, and he continued to be there, but you always saw, you know, this connection with owner and coach and stuff like that. Wasn't the case today, man. He had his head down, wasn't making eye contact with him. That to me, man, spells, yeah, you sealed your fate with that loss yesterday, buddy, because again, we said it so many times over and over. That was a very tough loss yesterday for our Falcons.
Man, when you see that couple in the mall and the dude is in front of his girl, he just walking ahead of her. I'm telling you, it's cracks in the foundation, buddy. He just walking off. I'm telling you,
yeah,
and that's what it was looking like. And I'm gonna tell you, I agree with my man MW right here.
Yeah.
I feel like, and I know I'm biased, I'm out of my Falcon mind. We should be 12-2.
What about
this team is so good that we should be talking about the NFC Championship. Now, if we win it, it's up for grabs. But we should at least be talking about, man, with everybody we got on offensive defense, the NFC Championship. Championship should have been ours this year to go and compete, and to not, and to be sitting at this point where we not even sure if we're gonna win the division and make the playoffs, and if we do get in, we probably going out week one is the opposite of 12-2 right now, and that is so disappointing, man.
You know, Mike, and to go a little bit on that, you may be right on that. You know, we should be 12-2 with better coaching, as you put it. If we would have had a legit OC, and when it's not Arthur calling the plays, yes, maybe. If we had a legit quarterback coach, and not fucking Dave Ragone, you know, it trying to teach Ritter the ins and outs. I mean, he was teaching Mitchell Trubisky that, and Mitchell Trubisky who? You know what I mean? So what is he going to get out of Desmond Ritter? He doesn't know how to coach that, man.
Mm-hmm.
Getting coaches that actually, you know what they're doing at respected positions, offensive coordinator, quarterback coach. If we had those lined up now, I think we could have been that. Because, like you said, we have the talent on this team. We have the talent on this team. There's no excuse for us to be 6-8, man. None whatsoever. No. Not with a favorable schedule.
And to average less than 19 points a game.
Brother, you would have had to listen. Oh, my God. Expectations before the season started. This was easy. A 30-plus team.
30.
25 30 minimum. Points. 25 minimum.
Yeah. We all said 30. Sure.
Yeah, I was in saying, man, this is a 30-point team week in and week out. But
dog, my man Jamal, I have to read this slow. I got to read this slow for y'all. Uh-oh. I think we underestimated how much Matty Ice covered up Arthur Smith's bullshit.
Oh,
Matty got Kyle his 1,000th season, probably 75% audible. Like, Matt, I'm telling you, I agree with that. So hard. And I want y'all, I'm going to say this time and time again. I hope y'all appreciate what y'all had now that it's gone and you're trying to replace it. It's not as easy to replace as you thought it was. Wallace said, Birdo, I'm a diehard fan too, and we're not beating the cops. Wallace, don't you say that. Pop your hand. Go to bed early. No dessert. No dessert.
Oh, shit.
Go to bed early. not beating the Colts with this offensive output that is not going to change because they're running the same offense and making no changes. I agree with him. I mean, I don't know how you don't change, and that's just this weird energy. I don't know.
Get his ass.
You act like it's working, and that's funny, but it's also frustrating.
Yeah, exactly.
Jeff Wolf said, trust me, he will hear me someday. He's not going to be our coach next year.
Man. Yeah, yeah, I mean, yeah. There's folks throwing out a lot of different names as far as, you know, if he's gone, you know, and I'm not going to really get into it because there's so much that's going to happen between now and the season. There's going to be coaches that are fired, coaches that are released, you know, and there's going to be, it happens every year. Hot OCs are going to get jobs. Hot DCs are going to get jobs. You know, I kind of felt like if he wasn't fired today, he wasn't going to be fired until the end of the season. Mm-hmm. Maybe that changes if it's a super embarrassing loss at home. Maybe, I don't know. But I mean, I wouldn't hate it if you tell me that Jerry Gray is going to step into head coaching position, let Ryan Nielsen run the defense still, and I guess let Dave Ragone run the offense. It can't be that much worse. So, I mean,
that's bad.
Ragone's got to go, brother.
Oh, I know, but I'm just saying, as far as who'd be left on the offensive side of the ball. I mean,
yeah, for the rest of the year, you mean?
Right, the rest of the year, yeah. Gotcha. I'm not talking about next year. Hell no. No.
Dog, man, we can get Damski to coach that damn team. Fire all in and call Damski.
Damski with the Plansky.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the defense. I mean, you know, some folks were getting on the defense for not making a stop on that last drive. It was a long drive. Yes. Should they made the stop? Sure. Mm-hmm. They gave up 9 points. Yeah, We scored seven points.
Defense has been over and over our saving grace, and the offense can never just find that middle ground to just meet them. And
they're not blameless, but damn, they're this much of it. Mm-hmm. When your offense scores seven,
imagine. If you got a guy, he's at the top of the key, right? He wide open for the three. And you grab the board and you kick it out to him and then he missed. And you grab the board again and you throw it back to him and he missed. How many times? Come on, man. Hit it just once. God damn it. How many? Come on. 22nd time he done missed the three, man. You walk off, man. I'm tired. And that's how the defense got to feel in their heart. Like, though, we giving y'all every opportunity to win. And y'all just won't score. Mm-hmm. You just won't score. So it's just frustrating, my man.
And yesterday for you, man. Yesterday, man, we're getting production from Taquan Graham. He had a great game. Calais got a sack. He's out there. I'll pay good money to see him do the Dirty Bird Dance, man.
Because
that shit's hilarious.
Yeah.
Hey, dog, but he had an outstanding game, man, and Taquan Graham again, man. So it's like, performances, man.
Dude, and let's talk about it. I mean, like, if there were on defense. So you're talking about we've been talking about this for a little bit. So do y'all know how many snaps that Richie Grant got yesterday?
Oh God, please let the folks know it's gonna shock y'all.
Seven snaps.
They finally got it right.
Marco Hellam's 62 snaps.
62.
Also, DeMarco was our third highest rated PFF as well. 81.8 tackle.
Solid tackler, man.
Solid tackler. Man. Caden Ellis, another solid game as well. Nice to see Nate Landman back. Made a couple of good impactful plays. Mike Hughes even did 59 snaps. Mike Hughes actually made a few good plays. I mean, like, it was crazy. Wow. Unfortunately, buddy, Clark Phillips did get picked on quite a bit yesterday.
Yeah,
he kind of had a bad day. He was actually one of the lower guys. He was 38.6 PFF, which is
his whole style was speed and quickness, and it was pouring raining. So he can't even do what he does best. So I knew he was going to get picked on.
Yeah, definitely got picked on. Yeah, and even when Akuda, you know, they started with Clark. You know, and Akuda only had 16 snaps, and I don't know if that was more due to performance or the fact that some of his injuries, you know, he's had, they may not wanted to risk it on a iffy field. I don't know.
No,
and I just want to speak on that, what he just said. Man, I seen the head coach said when what he was speaking about was his damn self.
That was Desmond.
It was like the quarterback did the same shit. He said, it's not we.
It's an odd situation.
Exactly.
If we talk about play calling, I don't want to hear you say we need to do. Oh, no. You calling the fucking play. What do you mean we? In the same way, if you throw it, no. I need to throw the ball. It's not we. Mike, what's up? No, it's not we. Matt Ryan would always say, I need to do better. So y'all need to pick up some. You need to do. It's not we.
Yeah.
No, Oblivion. I'll be on Sunday again, brother. Hopefully you can tune in.
Ms. Linda said for some reason he can't play inside the 20s. A panic poise, man. I've never seen it. I would say he's lost 5 games on his own. And if that wouldn't happen, Arthur Smith might not look like such a failure. And I agree with you. I think he was the cause of about 5 or 6 of those games, like single-handed.
That's the thing, man. And I hate, like, I don't want to sound like I'm defending Arthur, because he's trust me, he's got plenty of the blame himself. But there has been some execution issues, like, all year long. I mean, from the QB position, I hate to even just shit on him, because he's a good guy. But, like, when it comes down, and Taylor as well, like, when it comes down to guys just not making throws and not taking open receivers or throwing dumb throws, turn the ball over, like, that directly affects the game. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, we're not even talking about it if some of those plays are made. Mm-hmm. Like, literally, we're not even talking about it. We'd be saying, like, man, Arthur can call some dumb shit every now and then, but hey, we're winning games, so, you know, who cares?
Yeah, but so, yeah, swept under the rug, man.
Exactly, but when you're 6-8 and it all gets amplified, then, you put yourself in that crosshairs as well, because, again, you selected the QB, both of them, and
there you go. Right there, John, is right there. Why I'm saying you don't skate off. How many girls and dudes that I know will go on a rant for an hour about my baby mother, my baby father, and I be thinking, the only thing I'm thinking is, were you picked? I don't think that you was assigned the person.
Right.
I thought, like, you had to lay down and you had to go. That was a whole process that you went. So you hitched your ride to that. So that's just as much your fault. You picked wrong. That's the coach. You picked both quarterbacks wrong. You got to go for that. And at least pick the backup who going, like, man, if he fall through, I know he could do it. To miss both of those, you got to go. Down South Georgia boys said, Mike, John, Birdo, do you think if we lose this last home game, will Arthur Smith get fired? I think Blank won't fire his godson no matter how the season ends. I'm going to be honest. I think he's getting fired because Arthur Blank is old, and that's the only reason. I think he's so kind and respectful, I don't think he would. But he's getting older, and I know he know what he got in his defense and in running backs, and I think he's getting getting up there to where he think that I need to seize this moment, because it might be your last moment to seize before you have to rebuild and really start everything older and then build slowly for a decade. He know he need to get it right now. He know he don't have another 10 years. And I'm not saying that. I hope he lived 20. That's a great man. I'm not saying it in that sense. Great man. But he need to seize the moment. So I think for that reason alone, he going to let him go. And I think he going to cry with him, because he's the best person. It's like me firing somebody. It wouldn't go good.
No, man. Arthur Smith is a dead man walking. I think he's already gone. I think Arthur Blank is just there for whatever reason, just to fill the shoes that he does week in and week out, being at the press conferences, just showing moral support. But Arthur Smith is a dead man walking. But, you know, I'll be honest with you guys. I don't think that, you know, what they call Black Monday in the NFL is the Monday after the football season ends, where all these coaches start getting fired left and right. I don't think he's the first coach to get fired. I think that will prolong within the week, and, you know, before other things are finalized, because one thing we have to do if we do get rid of him, and John, you touched on it a little bit, we have to protect Ryan Nielsen and Jerry Gray. So elevating one of those two guys to, you know, to head coach, bringing in a legit OC, that's probably the quickest fix the Falcons can do to salvage 2024 and forward.
Yeah, and what Michael's saying, I mean, I've said this before too, like, I wouldn't mind Smith as a head coach, but not a play caller. Because as a head coach, like, he's brought in Nielsen, he's brought in Jerry Gray, he's changed the culture. Like, he's got a tough nose type of, you know, atmosphere on the team. Like, I like that part of it. I don't like the play calling part of it. So, like, I don't know that he's going to give that up. That's the thing. It's like, unless he's strictly told, hey, we will keep you, but you have to hire an OC and you are not calling plays anymore, then I don't think that's going to happen. You know,
John, can I say this? Not to sound like going against, but I think.
Yeah,
Jerry Gray and Ryan Nielsen are Terry Fontenot guys. I think those are his guys.
You
know what I mean? I think he was like, I want these two guys on the staff, Arthur. And, you know, that's it. You have no other choice to bring anybody, because if anything, we would have been cherry picking from the Bears, you know, defensive staff, from the Titans defensive staff. And Terry Fontenot probably wants to be with people he's been comfortable around for so many years. And who better than Ryan Nielsen, and Ryan Nielsen having some, you know, some working side by side with Jerry Gray also in the past. So
he is gone. He's gone. Now, I'm just like DeMar. He gonna step in that office on that the Monday, and it's gonna be plastic on the floor. And he ain't gonna know what's going on. He gonna step on that plastic. He gonna hear that crinkle and say, "What's happening in here?" They gonna shut the door. Man. And I'm telling you, man, what's up? He gonna hit a man, and one behind the ear, and just push him out the car on the highway.
Goddamn, some good fella stuff.
Yeah, man, he gonna push him out the car. But, he really deserves to go. And like I said, I would love to have him as a head coach, but not the play caller. But I don't think he's going to give that up. So no, I think we all got to go completely. And I don't think, and I'll be honest, man. Again, I think he's stubborn. And I don't think that you need that in a head coach. I think you need to know how to self-reflect on your own self to see what's working for you and what's not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And what Beasley said, do y'all think Ryan Nielsen can't handle the head coach job next year or go another direction with the head coach? I don't think that he can't handle it. It's just you don't see – too often, like a guy get a DC job or an OC job and for 1 year and go right to head coach.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's typically like it takes a few years, I think, typically to do that. And I don't know how comfortable he would be doing it, to be honest with you. Like that's a big jump, you know, to be responsible for an organization at that point. So, that's why I said Jerry Gray, just because the man's been around for 30 years and he's, coached at every level, you know. So I mean, like, I think he would fit that. If you listen to his press conferences every week, man, he sounds head coach material. Like when he speaks,
he has answers to everything, dude.
He does.
It's wonderful to hear.
He does. I love. I like listening to him so much more. I listen to Arthur. I learned so much more from Jerry than I learned from Arthur. But either way, I mean, you know, like I said, it just sucks, guys, that we're in this position, man. I honestly didn't think, you know, beginning of the season when we all were doing our, you know, schedule or predictions on our record that we'd be sitting here talking about this, you know, a 6-8, man. It's just it's a sad space to be.
I don't want y'all to get too sad because we making the playoffs. I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna tell you why.
Man,
his ass on the line. His job's on the line now. He will bring out his best. I'm gonna tell you, he gonna cut them play. He won't do that same dumb shit. He know and like the quarterback too. He know his job. I'm gonna tell you what he know. He fuck up. He won't never play in the league again. He's not qualified to be a backup. I'm sure it's not a team in the league like, dog, he could be our back. He a good player. I'm sure it's not one team in the league that's going to be like, yo, we need to go get him as a backup. He won't be in the NFL. He fucked this up. And the same way with the coach, he won't head coach again. He going to go back to where he was. He will not head coach again because they all going to know, like, man, you had everything and fucked it up. No way. So they ass on fire. We will make the playoffs, and they will improve over these next three games. Don't get so down, buddy. We going to the playoffs, and we won't go out week one. We at least get to week two, and who knows? Mm-hmm. Hang in there, fella. Hang in there, man. Out of your falcon mind. Man. We going to win out.
You went to stage 10, like, extremely quickly during the show.
I'm telling you, man. I just believe that when your job is on the line, I done been in this position. Oh, your ass show up on time. You start saying late. Yeah. Like all type of shit stuff. I stay late. You want me to go? Like, yeah, I'll go get the. You want some Starbucks? Would you want the latte with the milk? Yeah, I'm telling you, all type of shit start changing when your ass on fire. So I believe we will make the playoffs and they will play better these last 3 weeks. I'm gonna tell you what, and you got to understand too. It's the same way with Dallas. They needed that. Dallas needed that yesterday, man. Smelling salt. Smelling salt help you sometimes to be like, man, we lost to a one-win team. Come on. Now we got to really reset. It's some harsh words getting said in that locker room and in them meetings this week. They will come out ready on Sunday. I guarantee you my team will be ready to play on Sunday and beat the shit out. Watch.
Watch. That would be some Falcon shit for sure.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
They will be ready to play on Sunday. You mark my word. They will come out ready to rumble.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. Our boy Mallory, who was at the game, he said that was the worst than any winter Lambeau game he's ever been to.
Oh, man. See, yeah. Hey, dog, shout out to you.
He's the best, man.
I think
man.
John said this, for whoever went to that game, y'all are real fans. Because I saw the it was people had on them, man, all type of raincoats and the stands was empty. It was nasty. It was boring. Yeah. It was low scoring. And the fact that y'all went out, man, I really admire y'all for that. That's real.
Fun. Yeah. And what MW said here too, man, he said, I feel you, Jamal. Tried to give Desmond all the grace in the world, but rarely gave us anything to believe in. Arthur didn't help at all. And that's the thing, man. I tried to be the same way. Like I tried to, like, of course we're going to support him because he's our quarterback, but you had to keep in your mind, like, okay, this is a third round guy that they essentially sunk everything into and was like, he's going to be our guy and we're going to roll with him. And whether they just completely missed on what they thought he could be, or, and I told, like I was telling Uncle Steve yesterday at the watch party too, like Desmond wasn't good enough to overcome some of Art's shortcomings. And
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like he's like
vice versa too.
And vice versa. Like, yeah. I mean, they, and like, I don't, we might have said it 4 or 5 shows ago. I said, they're the same person to me because like, and Mike said it too. Like they both will do good things and they'll do dumbass things. And it's typically not on the same play. So like, it's like, it'll be, you get double whammy whenever this happens throughout the game. You're like, man, that was a good play, but he didn't fucking complete it. Then it'd be like, man, that was a dumbass play, but he actually completed it there. So he saved his ass. So it never happened like together. If that makes any sense, but it just seems like, I mean, you know, maybe Desmond has a Geno Smith type of career. Maybe he can, you know, maybe he just takes him more time. Maybe he never does. Maybe he just stays a backup or a third. You never know, dude. It's just too early to tell, man. Like, if you know anything about quarterbacks, you just don't know. It could take 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. They could come into the league firing, I mean, and just be lights out like CJ Stroud. So, I mean, like,
good point. We've been dumping on him. But I think two highlights of Desmond this year is that week two or week three comeback against Green Bay. I think he played lights out that game. And then throw week 7 against Tampa Bay to Kyle Pitts in between two defenders.
That was something else.
Highlight. Those are the highlights for him. That's it. That, you know, unfortunately.
Exactly.
So shortcomings? Yeah.
Oh, y'all understand. He said shave the eyebrows gotta go with the mustache. Goodness gracious.
Shit. Oh man, everybody's very happy with Helms though, getting some more playing time. And hey, look, a lot of folks want to shit on Terry for some of his early draft picks, man. He's hit on some of those late ones, hasn't he?
Sure has.
And he mostly hit, so you can't. I'm not doing
that. Some Tyler, some 7th round hell. I mean, you don't see a 7th round safety playing this much ever. Man. Like, I mean, you'll see some special teams, but like,
league skipped over Troy Anderson. I'm not. Millie Mills.
What's going on, brother? And hey, what's up,
man?
Chris?
What up, y'all?
Hey, Chris, what's happening?
Yeah, dude. And it's like, you know, you talk about, like there was a dude on, I can't remember who it was on Twitter, but he was saying, yeah, if Art goes, like Terry's going, I'm like, nah, man. Like, I have rarely ever seen a GM that wasn't allowed to hire a coach before he gets fired. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, he was hired before Terry was. So, I mean, you're going to give Terry a chance, at least one chance to hire his own guy and then go from there.
Right.
But yeah, 100%. I mean, not saying it won't happen, but that'd be very, very.
That'd be some fucked up shit if it does.
That really would. That would catch everybody. I mean, that'd be crazy. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah, exactly, man. But anyway, all right. So, Mike, you have anything else on the game, buddy?
No, I just want to say this. I understand everybody's mood. I think it was the snapping point. It kind of broke the back where it's not even rage anymore. It was kind of sad.
Yeah.
Hold on. Wallace said, Mike, I'm frustrated at this point, but the Panthers beat us with 3 field goals and the Colts are a better team than the Panthers, and I just can't see us winning against the Colts. So that's what I was speaking on. I think it broke the spirit of everybody. Instead of you being mad, I think it was like, man, it was some people who man, went to sleep on the game that I know, who said, like, man, I went to sleep. It's some people who stopped watching, and, bro, that never kind of happened. So I believe that the people checked out. Like, I don't think we're going to the playoffs. The team suck. It's a rebuild. So I think that people snap. But I want y'all to know, man, I'll say this. It's very possible. The same way that John said that we could shit the bed and lose the rest of these 3, we can win 3 straight games and make the playoffs. And who knows what can happen. And like I said, you perform a lot better when your job is on the line. So don't be so quick to throw it in. But I fully understand it if you do. I'm not even mad at you. I fully get it if you do. That's just not in my bloodstream. I'm out of my Falcon. My pronoun is him.
Nice job. Well done.
We will go to the playoffs. I got, man, my team going in that playoffs, and we're going to at least win one game. Michael said players show up and play hard for him. That's why I think Smith stays, because that's hard to find. Well, I agree with that point.
Well, he does. They play hard, but you know the results have to be there too, because it's a results-based business, man. And it's just, Demetrius said, I can't even get mad or upset anymore after we lose. I feel the same thing every man. It's just, isn't that bad? Like, we're all just numb to it. We're all just numb.
It's numb. Yeah, it's like,
You can't keep. Yeah, like I said, you got to eventually turn it around at some point, man. And WCG said of Jerry Gray's head coach, I think Nielsen's gone because Jerry Gray just got the assistant head coach title. So he would leave because he could leave Green Bay without that. The Packers aren't letting him leave. I don't think that – I think he likes Nielsen. I think you can't – as Terry or anybody in the organization can look at Nielsen and be like, dude, you're not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Whatever coach you bring in, like, hey, this guy's staying. Because this is what he's done with the defense. Like, this
he's
is,
off I mean, limits.
yeah. Like, so if you disagree, you're not our guy. You know what I mean? Like, so, because if he walks, that's a disaster. If he somehow gets out of here, that's a disaster.
It's a rebuild for real, then.
There you go. Exactly. And at this point, we can't afford that, man.
I know. So, I mean, I can't even, I mean, talking about, you know, and folks talking about the draft and stuff like that. And that's going to change as well. I mean, we don't know what's going to happen with that. Just, I mean, who's going to do that? We can wish, you know, we can wish that we could get a Jaden Daniels or trade up and get one of the top two or three QB. Well, I guess Jaden Daniels kind of technically he would be, I guess, QB probably three or four in this draft. But just don't know, man. I said, we'll find out. I mean, these last three games are going to tell us whether or not we are.
Find out. Let me tell you who I asked what the answer was. That is Liam. I asked Liam, I said, Liam, what would be the answer to this? He gave me a math equation because I said solve for Y. He said, Logan Woodside at quarterback with Matt Ryan as the head coach, it equals success.
What?
I'm telling you what Liam said.
Oh, Liam.
Logan Woodside with Matt Ryan. I said, man, let's roll the dice, Liam. I'm with you. I said, we give Logan a chance to finish the season. Who cares now?
Dude, if it's goodness. If it's Logan Woodside, then
I'm not sure if he could be the head coach, but a quarterback coach, you damn right.
Yeah, I don't even. Yeah, I don't even know.
But a pay cut. He would have to take a vicious pay cut.
Mm-hmm. If we get to Logan Woodside, man, then we got
we kind of there. If we lose on Sunday at home to the Colts, that makes three straight losing seasons under Arthur Smith. Even if we win the last two, we will be 8-9 in a season. Do coaches ever keep their jobs like that? No. Just presidents. Cool stuff I want to share. Mike is still to go. Thank you, buddy. Mike is the equation is key. That's what Liam said. Yeah. said every time we played the Bears under Arthur Smith, it's always been a dogfight. So are we even confident?
I'm not confident about any game.
I'm gonna be honest, brother.
No, hell no, man. It's
to be a dogfight.
It is what it is at this point, man.
No, yeah, I'm not. I mean, like I said, I would love to see it. I got no faith whatsoever. The offense is just so bad. The offense is not a good, offense, you know, and there's not really any.
Now, here's why I love John, because come Sunday morning, John will
be decked out.
Fully at stage 10, fam, we going to win this game. I'm telling you, I promise. I know my man. Yeah,
that's until the inactive list comes out on Sunday. We have all these linemen out again against the Colts. Yeah. And then it's like, we're gonna fucking lose this one now too.
Well, that's ridiculous, man. All right, so anybody else, Berto, anything else, any final on the Falcons? So we move on, man.
Man, I'm at this point, man. Shades are on, beanies on.
He's so depressions.
Man, it's just the way it's rolling right now, man. I'm just gearing myself for a very long off season yet again, and yeah, rise up.
Damn! Freddie the Falcon would not approve of that, buddy.
I gotta clip that. He said, "Yeah, rise up."
Shit, man.
Damn.
Man.
And what Rose said here, man. That's the thing, man. That's what sucks. It's like. There's no way you're going to be able to sell the fan base coming back next year. If it's him, there's no way. Because no what way. Are you gonna? What are you gonna? What do you have to sell? No. Like I don't. There's just nothing you can do. I mean, like at this point. So, barring we destroy these last three teams, like that's it, and win a playoff game. Like that's the only thing that can possibly happen that we could sell the fan base on next year. And I don't think that's just going to happen, man. All right, so Mike, when you're going to drown your sorrows in ice cream because the Falcons lost, man, what flavor are you going to?
I can't eat ice cream, buddy. It messes my stomach.
That's right. Damn you, yeah.
Can't eat ice cream.
But, well, when no, well, yeah. whenever you did eat ice cream.
My favorite ice cream. It's been a long time, Johnny. Yes, I know. I can't. I have no idea. No, I don't know. I don't
really eat ice cream.
The one with the marshmallows. What's that? Rocky Road?
Rocky Road? Solid. Oh,
that sounds good.
Go to. Solid. And if I could bring a vintage ice cream back, the WWE ice cream bars. Fucking underrated.
I don't even know what that. You say WWE wrestling?
All WWF had ice cream bars. CM Punk used to talk about it all the time. Bring them back. Those were
hilarious. I got to Google that.
They were, that's hilarious. Were fire. I'm telling you,
I got to Google that. I never knew that.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that's dope. You
got to. Hell yeah.
John, nice man. Job. All right, what say you, Johnny Yates?
Well, I'll see. I could probably go with, like, my favorite one I always get now is this Haagen-Dazs Swiss almond chocolate. Like, it's vanilla, but it's got, like, chocolate-covered almonds in it. Fantastic. Okay. Yeah, really damn good. But I'm a big fan of Rocky Road, too, if it's good. But, hey, coffee ice cream?
So, who really has the best good. Ice cream, John? Like, is it a store? Is it the grocery store? Or is it, like, Baskin-Robbins? Who has the best ice cream, you say?
I mean, that Haagen-Dazs is solid from the grocery That's store. It. But, like, if there are like local joints around here, like, there's a place called Scoops that we go to that's got some solid ones. And there's another one in Kennesaw. Bruce's is solid.
Yeah, I heard
Bruce's is good. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we go there, too, sometimes. There's a place called the Frozen Cow in Kennesaw that
that's
really, good. Really good. Yeah, that's really good. Yeah, it's pretty solid. Actually, you know what, Berto? It's right near the place we the barbecue joint we went to.
Yeah. Which it was going right down the street on the left hand side.
Right.
Hey. I fucking remember.
Photographic memory.
I gotta go back, man.
You know what's sad? Memory. That barbecue joint just closed.
Why?
Yes. Why? I don't know. I probably COVID, I'm guessing. I don't know where. Like, we just drove by and it was like,
hard to bounce back from COVID, man.
Dude, I think it was just all the restaurants now. Like, I don't know where we ate the other day. And I was like, it costs that much for three of us? Like, everywhere now. Like, it's insane. Like, it's like, I mean, all the costs went up. But yeah, so it's not good, man. But there you go, Mike. Team No Ice Cream is too.
Team No Ice Cream too. Yeah. That's my man. I can't drink that. But I will have a peanut butter jelly sandwich all day, every day. I will have 10 of those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hey, I hate to sound like, do you toast your bread when you eat that? No, I do.
I've never had a toasted. How's that, Berto? Is that good?
Hey, listen, man. I'm just fucking out of the box, man. I'm fucking weird like that. So, yeah.
We got to try that. The chat. Toast your bread and make a PB&J. Y'all got to see this.
Are you the one that told me about doing it in the what's the thing? Mine
air fryer?
Yes, air fryer. You've done it there?
I haven't done it yet. I haven't experimented with that.
Who was it?
Dave, maybe.
Maybe. I don't know. But yeah, that's good too. Yeah, like that was surprising. But not typically I don't toast it. Are you going crunchy peanut butter or are you going creamy?
It's just gotta be regular spread. No, none of that crunchy stuff.
No, I'm team crunchy, buddy. I like crunchy. Okay. I can do both, but I grab the crunchy.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Shit.
I see why you wanted CM Punk back in WWE. Bring back the ice cream. Man, I gotta Google that.
You know it.
I gotta Google that. Man Liam said cookies and cream or triple chocolate fudge brownie. Now that would kill my throat. The name would mess my throat. Triple chocolate fudge brownie.
You know what's one fucking ice cream? I think I'd just fight any random person at will. Mint chocolate chip. You bring that shit anywhere next to me, I'm fighting you on sight. I hate mint chocolate ice cream, bro.
Green chocolate. Yeah, that don't even go.
Yo, there. I'm fucking good, bro. I like y'all, man. It's the worst creation to me, man. I don't like
it. So listen, hold on. Now I got a question for y'all because y'all got kids. It's just one I can't answer. when y'all had smaller kids, or for the kids you have that's smaller now, right? When y'all go out and buy their Christmas gifts, you have curious kids who will, when you at work, they go through the house and try to see. So, like, where do you hide the present so that your kids can, there's no way they find the present if they got to be in the house?
Well, I can't answer that because my kid's watching.
Okay. Exactly. I got a nosy ass 17-year-old.
Yeah, Alex is watching too. Never mind.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
They're probably right. No, but I always wondered that. Okay, hold on. Now I got one. Were y'all raised in a, now you were one or the other. Were you raised in a fart shame household or a fart proud household?
Oh, my dad was like, it was like a damn competition with my dad.
What you cut out on that one? What did he say?
He said,
"Were you a fart shame household or a fart proud household? If you farted, was it like a man? Why are you doing that? Go up!"
Oh, hell no! It was like, hey man, he's like, god damn, you know, I get reactions, so. Like, god damn, that came out of you? Yeah, man. Oh, man.
Yeah, no, hey, it was like...
he's in the building. He's in the building. Dog. What you got, man?
Blue Dog, yeah.
You up. I got man, my headgear on. What's up, brother?
There you go, Blue Dog. Yeah.
See, yeah.
Hey, he's waiting on you, Blue Dog.
Yeah, he was. No, I was waiting on him, man.
Johnny,
yeah, man. Yeah.
So I have a question I've been waiting to ask you, buddy. I just want you to fill me in. I really don't understand it, so I really want you to please fill me in. My man MW said Ben and Jerry's Cinnabon is God tier. Goodness gracious. Okay. Damn. Wallace said, Berto, I have had the peanut butter and jelly on toasted bread, and it's good, but you got to try that.
Of course.
No presents to hide if Santa Claus bringing them. That's no.
There you go.
But it's why you got to hide. Yeah. Oh, listen, y'all. I got a question, John.
That's crazy.
John, in the state of Georgia, dog, it's sometimes I'm driving early in the morning and the police are pacing traffic. And I can't wrap my mind around why this is called for or the purpose of it or anything. Can you fill me in on that if you know?
Not a clue. And at that time is crazy to me.
What's up? You seen it though?
Yeah.
I don't know what the pacing of traffic. I've had this happen 10 times where they just slowing traffic and they are at the front of traffic just slowing it down for no reason. So I kind of always wondered the point of that. I just wanted to know.
I don't even know, man. And not to go back to the ice cream, some of the replies we got, man. Our boy Ski said mint chocolate for sure, buddy.
Oh, like
that's his jam. That's his jam.
Come
right
on,
there.
Ski.
Man. I love you, Ski. Yeah. Don't worry about it, man.
Our boy Chris Jameson said chocolate peanut butter, also a good choice.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, Jones Bones said Rocky Road. Our boy Jay in the truck said ice cream, cookies and cream, and banana pudding.
Yep. Pretty solid. Banana pudding. Look at that. You know what's another one too, man? Pecan. Pecan butter.
Yeah. Yeah. And then another guy said Fire Walter Smith. That was another response. So yeah. That was good.
How about that flavor? How about
that's going to be a new flavor. Yeah, how about that
flavor?
Flavor.
That's my flavor. That's my favorite.
That can come in Neapolitan flavor, all Fire Walter Smith flavor.
Hold on. So I got one more question, fellas. Just one more weird question. What happens if only one conjoined twin has to go to jail?
I mean, the other ones fucked, aren't they?
But you still go to jail?
Where are you going to go?
Where are you going to go, right?
But so the twin goes to jail.
That's a swing-eye question, bro.
I'll be waiting to answer all this dumb shit.
Oh, God.
I'm thinking about that. What would happen if your twin...
I mean, it sucks for, but for him.
He did something.
Oh, shit.
I guess y'all both going to sell together. That's crazy.
I guess so, man.
Hey, man. Just people want to know. How do your falcon mind?
Oh, god damn it, man.
You know, some people are scared to test them, but stay within the speed. It's weird, dog.
It's great on DJ.
Oh, man.
No, he just said the other is an accomplice.
The other's an accomplice. Yeah, that was a quick comeback. That was good.
Yeah.
That was nice. That was nice.
You literally have no choice because you can't get it. Ben and Jerry's half baked. Man, I had a girl that used to love that.
All right. Well, I did.
The movie was amazing. Funny as
hell. And I did tell people we were going to talk about cartoons, so I can't not do that and let people down. So, Mike, favorite cartoon, buddy, growing up? I know you still watch
cartoon,
it.
Favorite cartoon growing up? Muppet Babies.
Was it?
It was. And I'm talking about the old one where Muppet Babies, you make
all animation and stuff.
And like the nanny was just the socks. And it was like Fozzie, it was Gonzo, it was all of them was on the same show. It's like a newer now, but it's big. It was all of them was on the same show. And he used to go Waka Waka Waka. That's what Fozzie used to do.
Yep.
Yeah. And it had Piggy and Kermit and Skeeter. I remember all of those. That was my favorite thing.
Miss Piggy couldn't get it. She couldn't get enough of Kermit, man.
Man, Jim Henson, man. Genius. Yeah. Genius dude, dog. Legend. Jim Henson.
About you, Bernard.
Oh, my God. Man. I'm torn. You know, Tom and Jerry is to me, because I say Tom and Jerry. I'm going to say Tom and Jerry. And I got a real life Tom and Jerry, too. My son and my daughter. That's like Tom and Jerry. Day in and day out, bro. Yeah, I'm surprised you don't hear them right now, man. But that's literally, that's it. Tom and Jerry for me, man.
Ski asked me if anime would count. And what sucks is, did either of y'all get into anime? Because it was like I mean, it got really popular, like, for the younger generation.
Dragon Ball Z for a little bit, and that was really it.
Haikyuu and Food Wars, and he said SpongeBob as well. So he's like, that SpongeBob was even after, like, I stopped, like, at that point. Like, my favorite all time is Scooby-Doo. Like, I'll still watch Scooby-Doo. Like, I'll be working, I'll throw on Scooby-Doo in the background. Like, I've seen every episode 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. I don't give a shit. I got 35 40 DVDs, man. Like, it doesn't matter. That was my favorite
South Park, bro. I got all the shows on South Park. I got all the DVDs.
South Park was great. And then the 80s, like 80s, early 90s, the first generation of Transformers. And I got the whole box set. Liam watched that whole thing.
Yeah.
And
then, that's awesome.
Thundercats was also. Oh, actually, I saw that. Yeah. JQ just said that. Yeah. That was definitely a couple of the ones I watched. Was G.I. Joe?
Yeah, that was big.
Yeah, you know, did that one?
Yep. Ninja Turtles.
Oh, Ninja Turtles is a good one. That was a really good one.
Love Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
Man. Mike said, I think Mike said, Attack of the Killer Tomatoes. That was fire. The intro to the Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Nah, I don't even know what that is.
That shit was fire, bro. That was back in the day. God damn it, Mike.
I have no idea.
That shit was dope, bro.
But hey, dog, I'm going to tell you what was legendary. And still today, if you watch it, was Who Framed Roger Rabbit. How they did that with cartoons and people, how they mixed it way back then, legendary.
And Jay said Family Guy, Boondocks, South Park, Droopy, and Looney Tunes.
Guy and South Park. On my
boy Cole Barkley said some love for Adventure Time. And again, that was past my time. Did you watch Adventure Time?
No.
Did anybody watch Adventure Time? Me either. Yeah, that was past mine as well. But trying to see anybody else. Yeah, no, that was it. But yeah, I mean, Mike, do you still watch any cartoons at all?
He-Man, South Park and Family Guy all the time.
Oh, I do. Yeah. Oh, He-Man's a good one too. Yeah.
South Park and Family Guy all
the time. So here's a funny thing with He-Man. I used to watch He-Man in Spanish because I lived in Puerto Rico. He-Man used to come on in Spanish. Bro, I was there, dude. I was fucking glued onto the TV. Came to the United States and it was like, oh shit, wait a minute, I saw that episode back then. They're just playing this shit now.
That's hilarious. Yeah, Captain Planet. I watched Captain Planet all the time.
It was good too.
Yeah.
Man.
Super Globetrotters. Yeah, Globetrotters. Yeah. That was, yeah. Like the only thing, Starscream's voice in the original is so damn annoying. Like after a while, you just, you know what I'm talking about, Birdo? Like it's bad. Like it's not good. Yeah, it gets annoying after a bit. But when you're a kid, you don't care. But like now, that shit gets annoying.
That shit was
No. Right. Oh, dude, another good call, Boo Dog. DuckTales. I had a lot of DuckTales. Yeah.
Jamal Dean has the best one.
Oh, dude. Yeah. Wait, Jamal Dean? Hang on.
Jamal Dean's the next one.
Jamal.
The PJs.
The PJs.
Yo, oh my God.
Bobby Townsend?
No, that was the Oh my God!
It's Rock.
Eddie Murphy used to do all the voices.
It was Eddie Murphy. I thought it was Robert Towns. Okay. Yep. He said, "I'm a huge animator. I know a lot of people that watch."
I do too. Yeah, I know. What was the other one that I was thinking of one too? Somebody said, oh, the Batman animated series is really good. If you're any DC fans, like that was really good.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, that was really good. And so was the what was it? Another DC John. that was huh?
So hold on, John. I got one for you. Okay, who was your high school crush? Like for like a celebrity when you were in high school or like a child, like middle school.
Child, like middle, like in the early 90s, it's like, dude, it was like say, well, no, yeah, clearly not. Like,
so like I mean, middle like, school or like high school, who was your like, oh my god, like,
she oh, dude, every like, dude, every dude in like fifth grade wanted Kelly Kapowski, like, that was
Kelly Kapowski,
no, we're the same age, right? So, like, that means, like, that's what Saved by the Bell came out. So, every guy that I knew, like, it was either her or Lisa, on the show, yeah, mm-hmm. So that was, yeah.
Dog, I'm gonna tell you who I was in love with my whole life was you know who Mila Kunis is?
Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I used to think there's no one in the face. There's no, she's skinny, but in the face, I didn't think there's no one prettier than her.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Rescue Rangers too. Yeah.
Chip and Dale. I forgot all about that. That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Jay Black said I watch anime now, which is pretty good sometimes. Only certain ones. I never watch anime. I don't even know what channel that would come on. Curry said the other is an accomplice. Y'all know what? It was Eddie Murphy. I thought that was Robert Townsend for some reason.
Yeah.
Samurai Jack. I never heard of these shows. Celebrity. Selma Hayek. Still bad. Still. She, man. Yeah. And Angelina Jolie. I think everybody like Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, man. Well, I think we've made a pretty good show out of Crappy sure. Game yesterday.
Hell yeah.
Well, that's good. Good. We ended on a happy note. Ice cream and cartoons. We ended on a happy note.
We learned that you can toast your bread and put peanut butter and jelly on it.
Yes, we did. Mike has to try it. What is that? A cartoon called Bleach?
I couldn't tell you.
I know. What are you talking about, Michael? You clean up a crime scene. Jamal said, have a good night, y'all. Great show. Thank you, buddy. Yeah, man. We appreciate you. Y'all hang in there, man.
Yeah, man. So, all right. So, like I told y'all on whatever it was, last Thursday, Mike and I will have our Christmas show on this Thursday at 7 o'clock. Yeah, man. It'll be our boy Fleek joining us again. And we'll have a special, another special guest come on who will say for the show. We're going to talk, preview the Colts, and we're going to
talk Christmas.
Talk Christmas, man. We're going to have, some just random Christmas topics that we're going to have and have a good time with that. And then, like I said, next week, I'm not even sure what it's going to be like because we're not going to be recording on Sunday. Monday's Christmas. We're not going to be doing that. Tuesday, we're going out of town to get our puppy. Maybe
that's going to be dope.
It is, man. Maybe Wednesday or Thursday, we'll do like a combined recap and previews type of show and just hit one next week. And I'll try to do the 22 next week. I'm not sure how my schedule is going to go. I'll definitely do it this week. And it's going to be, I can tell y'all, it's going to be fairly short because I'll go through some of the plays, but it's not going to be super in depth because it was just not that great. Back it up, Binge. What's up, buddy?
Back it up, Binge.
Oh, we said Bleach is anime. I guess.
Oh, Bleach is anime. Okay.
There you go. See,
anime, check it out. Both of them said that anime.
Yeah, it must be pretty good then. Yeah. Anyway. But yeah, man. Like I said, man. You guys, if you were here, man, hit the like button for us. We get those likes up on the video.
Please hit that like.
That's right. Subscribe to this channel.
God damn it.
That's right, man. And we will. We appreciate y'all for joining us, man. I know people don't want to talk about it or hear about it. When stuff's not going well, I totally get it, man. So we appreciate y'all joining the chat. We appreciate y'all listening to us. If you're listening to us on podcast platform or watching this back on YouTube and checking the replay, man. Can't say it enough, man. When we're going good, everybody's. I mean, it's crowded. There's a ton of people in here. When we're going bad, it shrinks a little bit, but y'all still show up. So we appreciate the hell out of y'all, man. So. Mm-hmm. Again, if you can follow us on X, out of your effing mind. Right. How about that? I got it right. Out of your Falcon mind on Instagram or on TikTok. And you can email us atlfalconfancast@gmail.com. If you want to send us an email, feel free to do that. Berto, buddy, share your stuff.
So tomorrow night, Tuesday at 8 o'clock, we have Eb the Goddess on the 95 North Sports Machine joining myself. Smitty and Chris A1. I'm going to be previewing the Colts game, so hopefully you guys can tune in for that. Try to give you as much insight on this Sunday's matchup. And fast forwarding to Sunday, I will be live streaming the game probably for four quarters again. I had a great time doing it yesterday, so hope to replicate that again. And immediately after the game ends, I will be on Bleacher Report breaking down the game on a win or a loss for the Falcons game on Sunday. So you can tune into that too. And you can find me on X on the RI Falcons, another platform that has just been dumpster fire as of late because of all the shenanigans that's been happening, courtesy of our beloved Dirty Birds. But other than that, man, I'm just cool, calm, and collected, man. You know, I'm just having a real hard time accepting the fact that we're 6-8.
And that's good. I think everybody is.
Yeah. Like I said, I truly thought we were going to be coming here talking about a win. Yeah, I thought it was going to be an ugly win, but I thought we would win, like we said, Mike, like 13. Like, we were at this party even saying, like, if we just score 13 points, we're going to win this game, which is true. I mean, 10 actually would have won the damn game, but of course not. So here we are. But, you know, life goes on, man. It's life of a Falcons fan. You know, this is going to happen. But, Boo Dog, happy holidays, buddy. Appreciate you, man.
Happy holidays. Speaking of that, I just want to say
holidays, man.
Jay Black,
hold on. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, no, One Piece, we just started watching. We got like two episodes in on Netflix. Is it like, does it follow to the actual anime? Because I've heard like, we should watch both is what I've heard. So anyway, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say this real quick. Speaking of happy holidays, hey, if for the people out there who, if y'all have a little bit of cash, it could be $40, $50, I would just encourage you to try to find a person, a child. You don't, I'm not talking about an adult. Try to find a child who may not have everything they may want for Christmas and go get it for them, if you know the kid or not. And don't take anything for you to go on your TikTok or your Instagram if you know somebody is struggling, because they will post that shit. Like, struggling, it don't take anything for you to go on your TikTok or your Instagram or your YouTube or something and just go get one. I'm not saying go buy but you can spend $30, $40 just so kids. The whole day is for kids, man. The whole day is so a kid can be up and they think it's Santa and they get so excited because you got them a race car and you don't know if the thing that you get that kid is the only thing they got. So you don't, you don't really know if they only got one thing and then you got them two now. So it just makes the whole day better. So you got to kind of recall when you was a kid, how it felt when you got a whole bunch of stuff and how good it, how exciting the day was. It's for children. So it ain't really for adults like that. So I'm just saying, if you want a budget, that's not, ain't no harm. I'm not saying it, but it only costs like 20 something to go to Target or, you know, to go somewhere. And you don't even got to do that for real, man. Amazon it today, P.O. box, if you don't want to, you know, ask for their personal information. I just did it. And the feeling, and I got like a video back from it. It was, the shit almost was heart touching, man. It was great. So I just really encourage y'all to, man, please try to, if you know some kids who don't have everything or who may not have everything, just get them one thing. You get them off your friends list, some from Amazon, somebody in your family, somebody to go to your church, somebody from your apartment complex. It could be somebody from like your townhouse complex, just anybody. I'm sure you know of some children who, or a mom who got three kids who don't really, you know what I'm saying? Her job ain't really affording her the chance to spoil kids. And you just get them one thing, because $20, $30 go a long way for Christmas, man. You may make somebody's day. So just consider that. It could be a stranger, and you don't got to ask for their name, because I didn't do that. I said, I'm going to mail you something, but I don't want your personal information. I'm not trying to be out in your blinds. Like, so you could send it to like your uncle's house. And I sent it to her uncle's house. And she actually went over there, and she got it for her daughter. And it was adorable. So I just wish, please y'all do that, because it's the whole day is for children. So we want to make sure all the kids have a great Christmas.
100%, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, Carrie, happy early birthday. I'm sure we'll wish you happy birthday on Twitter as well, or X. But yeah, I'm glad it's not on your birthday too.
Carrie. Happy birthday. Yeah. The One Piece anime is my favorite anime, but it's over 1,000 episodes. No
way.
Holy
shit, really? Wow.
Wow. How old is that show? Jay Black said, John, look at the anime first, then the one using real actors. The series is good. It is silly.
Well, If I start the anime now, I'll probably finish by the time I'm 63. So,
and then look, he'll be behind again 1,000 episodes.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, shit, 25 years old.
25 years old, nobody.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Who knew, man? All right, man. All right, man. So we appreciate you guys again. We'll catch y'all on Thursday, like I said, for our Christmas episode. Make sure you pop in at 7 o'clock or whenever you can. And like I said, we'll have some fun. Talk about I'll probably review whatever 22 that I do as well. We'll have a little summary of that. But y'all, but be on the lookout. I'm going to try to get it out by – we'll love to get it out by Wednesday night, but we'll see how the week goes. If worst case, it'll be out on Thursday. Y'all can check it out then. If you want to see what happened in the game, that's – it was obviously already pretty boring to watch, but you know, if you want to see some more detail to it, feel free to check it out. But again, thank y'all guys so much for coming by tonight. We will see y'all then. Berto, nice seventh edition, buddy. Appreciate you being here as always,
man.
Mike, take us out, brother.
Hang in there, y'all. We going to the playoffs. We will win the Super Bowl. Anything is possible through Christ. Out of your Falcon mind. Peace. Let's go.